The two Florida Gators turned Detroit Lions are learning to handle that transition after completing rookie minicamp last weekend. Linebacker Jared Davis and cornerback Tez Tabor were the team's first two draft picks this year. Now they're just a couple of weeks into seeing all that comes along with moving from college to the pros. The plus side, they get to do it with a familiar face nearby. They say their background together at Florida is helping them figure it all out.
We had great coaches at Florida, great teammates at Florida who just we established a culture there. And that culture was really, you know, we wanted to play real good defense. We had eight guys drafted and seven was on defense. And, you know, that's just the mindset we play with at Florida. I'm glad I got one of my teammates up here with me so we can, you know, not bring the culture here, but add to what these guys already have.
It's been awesome. You know, me and him are close teammates in Florida. We're still close teammates here. You know, nothing changes with that. It's almost a peace of mind to know that somebody you've been with for the past couple of years is here with you doing the same thing. You know, it makes things a lot easier.
One part of that transition is learning their new playbooks. They say the defense they ran at Florida is helping provide a good foundation for what they're getting into at this level.
It's very similar, but, it's the NFL. There's a lot more nuances, there's a lot more things that you have to cover than you have to cover in college football. But it's very interesting. I'm having a great time learning it and being in meetings with my teammates.
Football is universal, so. It's really just the terminology. It's like you speak English, but you're trying to learn French. I mean, you're saying the same things, but the verbiage is a little bit different.
Next up in the process is OTAs, where they'll hit the field with the veterans this time. Davis says he's looking forward to tackling that challenge.
I'm really excited for the OTAs to come up, man. I mean, it's going to help me as a rookie come in and just be able to get comfortable with what the speed of the game is like, what the intensity of the game is like, and what, you know, how we operate here as a team. You know, you can only do so much in rookie minicamp, but, you know, when you get out there with the older guys and the vets who have been here for a while and know how things go and how this whole operation goes down, you know, you got to either, you know, come in and hit the ground running and catch up, or you get left behind.
OTAs start this Tuesday, May 23rd. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.